Sometimes it all comes at once. The year was about 2008, I think, and I was at a conference in Vancouver. And it was one of those times in my life where it felt like every other day there was some new thing that was a cause for me to be anxious or upset. We'd received some pretty terrible news about our family that we were still trying to process. I had found out that I had made a mistake 800 times on the before, like, needed to be fixed before my thesis could be put in the library at school, and I was not looking forward to that 800 little corrections. But more to the point, I felt kind of just stupid and embarrassed that I'd made that mistake over and over again in my footnotes. And as it happened, a friend of mine said, "Have you heard that the church, the Anglican church on Burrard Street, just renovated itself?" And because we were at a conference and they told us to go, just find a church to go to for that Sunday, we found ourselves in this gorgeous Anglican church. And they had just redone all the doors with fresh fur, and they had an organ that looks like angels' trumpets coming out of the wall and these big golden, it was something else. And lots of high church pomp and circumstance that we would normally associate with our Anglican friends. God bless them. We thank them for their, this might not be a high church Anglican, but they're Anglicans. What good hosts they've been to us. Anyways, I'm sitting there in that service, and I'm sort of looking at the stuff, and they had the time of Eucharist, and I thought, oh, you know, that moment where a Baptist goes, oh, am I going to go up and do the common cup? And that felt a little bit strange to me. And then they said, and on your way past the Eucharist, you can, they had one of those little rooms on the side. I don't know if it's like a nave or a annex or a part of the architecture that we Baptists don't necessarily have. They said there will be a team of people who will meet you there for some prayer. I didn't really give it any thought, sort of confused by the, you know, a little bit nervous about going up and receiving the common cup. And just as I turned, I had a moment where I thought, oh yeah, I could use, I could use some prayer right about now. Really could. So I made my way into that little space, and I gave the women that were in there the most tertiary surface description of the anxieties I was feeling. And I don't remember very much of what they said, but I remember thinking, oh, just, I felt immensely encouraged. I felt grateful by just the humanity of that moment. I felt really connected to perfect strangers, and yet somehow I felt like we kind of knew each other. And I went back and sat down next to my friend, and she's like, that was pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, something I was totally not anticipating in a service where I thought I was just going to go sort of be a window shopper looking at a very beautiful new church. It's been our reflection as we've thought about this Sunday, at least mine especially, that our church is really good at writing down impressive, thoughtful, careful liturgy. I would say we do a pretty terrific job of that a lot of the time. And yet I don't think we provide as many opportunities for you to stand with someone and take a moment or two to tell them the thing that's on your heart and have them stand with you and pray with you. And that's what we're going to try and do today. I heard someone say this last week that one of the costs of community is inconvenience. And I think that's pretty true. In order for us to even have coffee hour next door, some people have to come early, they have to clean, they have to prep. Someone has to put it all away, and then we roll those chairs clumsily into the hall. In a service like this, you can add to the inconvenience of getting up out of your pew, maybe some awkwardness, maybe a little hesitation. Maybe there's a part of you that'll be like, oh, I don't really want to do this. But I would say to you, why not? Join us. We're going to have 5 stations around the sanctuary where some people who are pretty terrific at standing in that space with you will pray for you. Maybe you've got a long list of things that weigh heavy on your heart right now. And we are ready to stand with you and share in that moment. Maybe you've got something you want to celebrate. Maybe you just recognize that we are a church in exile still waiting for our burnt building to be repaired, and you could use some encouragement. Maybe you want to mark the fact that this is the change of seasons. We're moving out of a time when our kids are in school. Some of them are graduating. Some of them are going to be underfoot all summer, and we're anticipating already what the school year is going to look like. I could stand here all day and name the things that might be heavy on your heart. Maybe you'd like to share something joyful. Maybe you would like to sit and not come and stand with any of us. Also, no pressure in that regard. But Gerald will play some music. We will take as much time as we need. All five of our little stations will do their prayer work in this midst of this people. And then we'll close it out. A couple of instructions. Station at each corner. I think Evelyn will be right in the middle at the back. The person who will be praying for you will, of course, have a breath mint before you come up to them. Let's not assume that anyone knows your name. Good chance that they do, but let's avoid that awkward moment where they have to try and remember your name in the moment. So just come up and say, hey, my name's so-and-so, and here's what I would like prayer for. I trust that this will be a meaningful and fruitful time for us as we yield ourselves to the awkwardness of community life together and receive prayer and also pray for other people.